Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Young Hispanic women are statistically the most likely section of the population to commit suicide. Luis Zayas, dean of the University of Texas at Austin School of Social Work, hones in on specific factors that contribute to this troubling trend.
For over 25 years, Hispanic girls in the teenage years have had higher rates of suicide attempts than other youth, male or female, black, white, or Asian. Research shows that young Latinas, especially those born in the U.S. to immigrant parents, think about suicide, plan suicide, and actually attempt suicide more than other teens. Their suicide attempt rates have been up to twice as high as for other youth. In our research, we asked, why do they continue to tempt death, and how can we stop this worrisome trend? Well, just like other teenagers, Latinas are struggling to establish identities and become independent. Parents see their influence fading as their daughters mature. Another reason is that the girls are assimilating to the mainstream culture faster than their parents are. The conflict between Latina teenagers and their parents escalates until there is a crisis that sparks a suicide attempt. In these attempts, we see the age-old generation gap, but we also see an acculturation gap between parents and teenagers on how much of the traditional culture they will keep and how much of the mainstream culture they will adopt. Positive parent-adolescent communication is a well-known remedy for the generation gap. It's also good for the acculturation gap. By increasing parent-child reciprocity in communication and affection, the chances of an attempt can be cut by over 50%. For prevention, the answer is to start in middle school, at the time of budding adolescence. Get the girls to understand themselves and their parents. Get the parents to understand the social demands on their daughters. And then get them talking to each other.
That was Luis Zayas of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I heard your voice through a photograph.